Mayor Villalobos urges McAllen to reject Prop A and B reforms. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Ground Game Texas, GGT, a statewide grassroots organization, has been instrumental in pushing progressive reforms across various cities in Hidalgo County. Now, the organization has shifted its focus to McAllen, proposing campaign finance reform and the introduction of direct democracy powers through a citywide vote. With 4,500 signatures delivered, their goal is to limit individual and business campaign contributions to $500, a significant reduction from the current limits of $10,000 for mayoral candidates and $5,000 for city commissioners. The movement also aims to implement charter amendments, enabling residents to initiate referendums, recalls, and other direct actions to influence local governance. Ground Game Texas believes that McAllen, the largest city in Hidalgo County, could set an example for broader reform in the region. However, this proposal has sparked debate among city officials, political leaders, and community members. GGT also promotes marijuana decriminalization. There are concerns about the cost of implementing a voting process for the proposed charter amendments, estimated to be around $250,000. Can you clarify how those costs would be distributed and what factors make it so expensive? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: the county would have to run the election for this charter amendment. Based on the current law, anybody can vote anywhere throughout the county. That means somebody from McAllen can vote in Edcouch, Alamo, La Jolla, or any polling site. The election department has to have ballots on every polling site in Hidalgo County. We have to share the cost with everybody else for the workers, the locations, the materials, and the machines, which brings our estimated cost to about $250,000. Ground Game Texas believes its campaign finance reforms would prevent undue influence from wealthy donors. What are your thoughts on the risks of large donations in McAllen's political system, and do you believe the current limits effectively ensure fair competition? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: there have been absolutely no complaints about the current campaign limits. Donors to McAllen candidates generally don't expect any return other than good government. And they have it. Unlike other municipalities, McAllen's elected officials are not involved in procurement or hiring. We generally hire good people and let them work. Critics of the proposed $500 contribution limit suggest it might encourage more reliance on PACs or proxy donations. Do you share this concern, and how do you think these unintended consequences could be addressed if reforms were implemented? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: we hope and expect that the amendments will still need to be passed. Otherwise, they would have the opposite effect. More PACs would be formed, proxy donors would certainly occur, and true transparency would be lost. One of the key goals of Ground Game Texas is to promote greater transparency in campaign financing. Are the current reporting standards in McAllen sufficient, and if not, what additional transparency measures would you support? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: campaign reporting in McAllen meets the requirements and ethical standards promulgated by the Ethics Commission. The proposal also includes direct democracy measures like referendum and recall powers for McAllen residents. Why do you think these tools may not be suitable for McAllen, and how do you see them impacting governance if they were introduced? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: the city of McAllen has a representative government. They are elected by the people with the hope that they do what is best for the community. If the people are unhappy with any elected individual, they can vote them out. The power is already there to change governance. As far as a referendum goes, that is dangerous grounds. When a commission makes decisions, they are informed, studied, and recommended by staff who have vetted and done whatever is necessary to make the best decisions. Having the electorate try to make uninformed decisions is very dangerous and detrimental to our community. Some argue that McAllen, the largest city in Hidalgo County, could set an essential precedent for campaign finance reform in the region. Do you see any benefits to McAllen taking the lead in such reforms, or do you believe this could have unintended adverse effects? McAllen Mayor Villalobos: campaign reform in McAllen is optional at this time. There have been no complaints. If a system is not broken, there is no reason to fix it. Ground Game Texas sees the reforms as a proactive step to prevent potential corruption in McAllen, even though none has been reported. What's your response to the idea that reforms should be enacted preemptively rather than in response to actual corruption cases? McAllen Mayor Villalobos, I could think of hundreds of detrimental things that could happen but are not happening. The issue is not present, and there is no reason to address it. How do you respond to the argument that limiting campaign contributions to $500 per donor would force candidates to engage with a broader base of constituents rather than relying on a few major donors? McAllen Mayor Villalobos, a candidate would have to spend more time fundraising than spreading the message as to why he, she would be the best candidate. Without sufficient funding, the candidate would not be able to inform, and the electorate would not make an informed vote. This would have the reverse effect of what GGT suggests. Do you believe some alternative reforms or policies could address political influence and transparency concerns without adopting Ground Game Texas's specific proposals? If so, what would those alternatives look like? McAllen Mayor Villalobos, alternatives are currently not necessary. Ground Game Texas has proposed implementing these reforms across the region after McAllen. How do you view McAllen's potential role as a model for other cities in the Rio Grande Valley regarding governance and campaign finance? McAllen Mayor Villalobos, I see McAllen as a model city for others to follow. Ethics and governance are second to none. The valley generally goes as McAllen does. In this situation, we hope that all our region goes against the ideals of GGT. Who will pay $250,000 to implement this voting process? If the city of McAllen has to pay, why? McAllen Mayor Villalobos, a government entity is required to pay for its elections. The McAllen taxpayers will have to pay almost $250,000 for this unnecessary, unbudgeted, and ridiculous civic experiment.